Chodesh. We are in the Maimer Sheni. It's page 119 in our print. At the end of Ois Nun. But basically what has taken place in the last five exchanges, it's taken us a very long time because they haven't been consistent, but not too long ago, in the Sefer HaKuzari, the Chavar made the statement that Klal Yisrael, like the heart to the world, like the heart is to the world, Klal Yisrael is to, like the heart is to the body, Klal Yisrael is to the world. And that led to a sharp exchange where the king stated that it seems to him that some of the wise men of the nations of the world are practice greater abstinence and more mystical or holy behavior than the great people of the Jews. To which he responded also sharply that what's proper behavior is decided by God, not by human invention. And we follow the Torah. And the last sentence that we learned last time was here on page 119, the next to the last line. Im kein shmirah Shabbos mikareves ala bayre yoseh me'aprishus vanaziris. Keeping Shabbos brings one closer to God than all of the practices of abstinence and the holy types of behavior. And with that, he really concludes his statement. V'rei heyach, now, the language of the Mefarshim on the bottom, achashe kol ha'vikuach, after he finished, he talks about Klal Yisrael. He talks about the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael and the idea of what the world calls the chosen people, which is not entirely accurate. Amanifchar is a translator of the chosen people. Well, let's see how that works. He writes, V'rei heyach shav ha'inyin ha'liki, hidavek bi'avram. Look at how godliness spread in the world. Hidavek bi'avram. It was connected first to Avram. God was understood by Avram. Was discovered by Avram. V'achakach b'hamayin skulasai. And then by his descendants, by his people, be'eretz hakadosh, the Holy Land. Maybe ha'ini madrega acha madrega. And it went step by step. The Jewish people were not created by God. The Jewish people were formed by the Avos. Hashem didn't create Jews and non-Jews. He created humanity. And Madrega Acha Madrega, the Jewish people formed a beginning from Avraham Avinu. V'nizar b'zera atshleinim la'mehen echad. The truth is, it's an incredible thing that it's Avraham to Yitzchak to Yaakov, and then Yaakov went down with 70 descendants, all 70 descendants who followed in a religion which had just been introduced to the world. Like Nimlat Mehem Echad, this refers to Yaakov Avinu. V'hine oisam, hineach oisam b'toiv shebe mekaymais. And God put the Jewish people in the best place. Israel is considered the best place. And even in Goshen was considered the best, so to speak, the best place in Mitzrayim. They are very awkward or hard to understand expressions regarding Goshen. We find the city of Goshen in the land of Israel in Sefer Yeshua, and the Amafarshim will make the statement that somehow Goshen is part of Eretz Yisrael. Now, how one explains that geographically is very difficult, but at least at a mystical level, that even in Goshen it was in a it was a special place. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hifram v'hirbam haribe yahu ha'mufla, and Klal Yisrael multiplied in Mitzrayim at sheitek ha'isam v'nitam ba'adam ha'arui l'skula, till God moved them from Mitzrayim, brought them to the Holy Land, the place which is appropriate l'skula for the chosen people, v'nikra l'kei Avram l'kei Yitzchak asher nikra yoshev ha'kruvim. Now here, he's trying to explain to the king the uniqueness of the Jewish people, and he says that God calls himself Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, just as he calls himself Yeshiv Akruvim, Yeshiv Tzia, and Shechin Yerushalayim, L'demusam Bashamayim, K'may Shamar HaYeshiv B'Shamayim, compared to heavens, like God says, HaYeshiv B'Shamayim. Now the point here is that Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov is not a passing experience. God defines himself as Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Just as he defines himself as Hayeshi v'Shamayim and Sheikh in Yerushalayim, it's something eternal. So the point the Chavar is making has to do with the eternity of Klal Yisrael. And seeing God's light in the Jewish people is like seeing his light in heaven. Now here we need to explain what this means. God showed love for the Jewish people. What does it mean to show love? What does it mean when God shows love? Love is an emotion. So, the truth is, it's a very difficult thing to explain what it means, God's love for Klal Yisrael. And the Ramban addresses this. The Pasuk says, in the beginning of Devarim, in Vaschanan, I guess, Loim rupchem mikol ha'amim choshak Hashem b'chem. God didn't choose the Jewish people because they're many. Because they're many. When people ask me, you know, it says you're as many as the stars, as many as the sand. The Jews are such a small minority in the world. I tell them it says so in the Chumash. They say, what? Yeah, it says, Loi merubchem mikol ha'amim, choshak Hashem b'chem, ki atem ha'ma'at mikol ha'amim. You know, for a family, it's pretty big, but for a nation, atem ha'ma'at mikol ha'amim. God didn't choose you because you're many. So what does the Pasuk say? So why did God choose Klal Yisrael? So the Pasuk says, ki me'ahava Hashem eschem, God's love to you, He chose you. So the Ramban, in his poetic style, says, this Pasuk doesn't answer the question. Why did God choose you? For His love for you. So, He's toila the Ramban, I think his lashon is, Ech toila ha'ava ba'ava. Why does God love you? Because He loves you. That's not an explanation. I used to tell my daughter, when she was little, that I love her more than all the girls in the world. More than all the daughters in the world. She would say, I'm your only daughter. I would say, even if I had more daughters, I would love you more than all the daughters. And she would disagree with me. She would say it's not true, and I would tell her it is true. Was it true? Wasn't it true? I don't know. So, you know, I still tell her that. But, so what does it mean? Because God loved you because He loves you. He chose you because He loves you. That doesn't
follow. But Israel wasn't the first nation that was approached.
It's true. So really the kash is, we chose God. God didn't choose us. It's a very powerful question. You know, Atav Rachatonim Mikol Ha'amim, we chose you. Right? We said Nasa V'Nishma. So it's something that needs, no question, needs explanation. The Ramban explains it this way. The Ramban says that there are certain qualities a people need to, in his language, to be able to be lispoil, to be able to disciple God's love. Not easy. Not easy. God's people spend most of their existence in Galus. It's not coincidental. In Bereishis it says so. Sayu v'vayu, v'cheshech al pnei sa'im. The Medrash says that Hashem created a world where His people are going to go to Sayu v'zu Bavel, and Bayu v'zu, second Galus is Yavan. No, v'cheshech is Yavan. V'cheshech is Yavan. Each of them is sa'im is, I'm sorry, v'cheshech al pnei sa'im. Again, Sayu is Bavel, the first exile, and Sayu Vavayu is Paras and Wadai, second exile, and Chayshech is Yavan. The order is a little the order is right. I'm sorry, Paras and Wadai was in the 70 years, and Yavan at the beginning of the Bayisheni is called Chayshech. Chayshech is Yavan, and Tahaim is our Golus, is forever. Tahaim means depths, keeps on going forever. So it was ordained that way. So Ramban says the people that developed the character that would be able to be Saival, the Golus, that's the Ahava. A person chooses to love someone who is a recipient to his love, appreciates his love. And that's the Ava that we're talking about. That's Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham, the Ramban refers to. And so when it says, Ashabach Habanu, God chose us, we chose God. It means God chose the behavior or the character type. It's like someone goes and dates. So he decides he wants a certain type of woman. He tells Ashabach, get me this type of woman. And when they date, the woman has to want to marry him or he's stuck. But he chose that type. That's the type that he courts. And so to speak, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with us. I saw such a beautiful taich in Ritzei. Ritzei Hashem Lekein Ba'amcha Yisrael. Vashir Savay Levi Yisrael Yisrael. Usfilosam Ba'avos Kabel Baratzai. Some say Sfilosam Mehera Ba'avos. Utfilosam, and we say to God, the praise of the Jews, Ba'avot Kabel Baratzai. With love, you should accept with desire. It's not, the order is wrong. Say Sfilosam Tekabel Ba'avot Baratzai. Usfilosam Ba'avot Kabel Baratzai. It's wrong. So Ruchai Kanievsky teaches it. They printed the head of Sukkos Mazur. They put in his notes. He said, "Usfilosam ba'ava." When Jews daven with love, to kabel baratzin, then God should accept it with great desire. So it goes on to davening. Usfilosam ba'ava, to kabel baratzin. Usfilosam ba'ava, to kabel baratzin. And at any rate, this is the difficulty. It's very difficult to understand. God says, "I chose you because I love you." Hashem desires you, not because you're many. Why does he desire you? It's a difficult thing to understand. The Ramban's explanation can be read into the words here on the top line. In the people who are roy to be mekabel God's love, God's light, he shines it on them.
What's going on? He has an unfolding process. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. But isn't there an inevitability about what happened? Because we learned that in the Nevuah, the Tov is not Chayzer. So way back in the time of Avraham, Hashem made a bris with him. He told him that you'll be like the Kochavim. You're going to get the land. After that, everything.
But a bris is not a Nevuah Tov. A bris is a deal. It's a two-way deal. A bris is, if you do this, I'll do that. That's really what it is. So a bris is an agreement. The Nevuah Tov is not chayzer. That if Klal Yisrael will do whatever it is, God will do it. But it's dependent.
So what Hashem told them really wasn't.
Well, it wasn't Nevuah because the Rosh Hashanah knew that it would come true. God uses Yediyah in speaking
so that's
to Nevuah.
What I'm saying, that Hashem knew it was going to come true, so it was inevitable. It was nothing like what we did.
Therefore you're saying God did choose the Klal Yisrael.
Yeah.
So you're saying. God chose Klal Yisrael by his Nevuah
to
Avram. Okay, good. It still seems to be that we chose God as well, at least in our minds we chose God as well. Okay. V'yeshenik falonim nischayavnu lahamino lahaydesa aleha bavis oylam haftanu. And that's part of our emunah, that God has a love for us. That the beginning of the love is from God. It didn't start with us. Just like God created human beings. Human beings didn't create themselves. God created creatures as he saw fit. Just like as God started my separations, Cain, who is Baruch Hamaskal, Yisienu Mitzrayim, Liyis Leilam Segula, V'yelanu Lamelech, Kashu Oimer, V'shayna. God constantly says, Ani Hashem Alekechem, Amaitzi Yeschem Yeretz Mitzrayim, Liyis Leilam Lekim, Oit Shama Yisrael Asher B'cho Esbar. Jewish people with whom I take pride. So this is the non-controversial ending to his presentation. That God takes pride in the Jewish people, and after explaining that once you accept the Torah, that's the way to become close to God. That's how he explains it. Now you have here, you can see a very quick exchange. It's very beautiful. The quick exchange on Aleph and Beis and Gimel, the beginning of the Dalet.
Just one thing.
Yeah.
So how does this fit in with Hofia Mehapara on the river Rosh Kodesh? The Torah was supposed to be given to us as a gift.
Rav Schwab explains, see, there are two parts to it. Rav Schwab explains that when it says God went to the nations and offered to them, it doesn't necessarily mean that he actually entered a room where they were all there and offered it to them. It means that the Torah was inconsistent with the nature of the nations of the world. And that's the poetic way of expressing it. And that's the way he does. So Sefer writes that more than one nation could have accepted the Torah. Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah. More than one nation could have accepted it. Who said there has to be one Klal Yisrael? Until Moshe Rabbeinu David at the end, remember, that the Moshe Rabbeinu David, after the Egel, that let there be no second Jewish people.
But
there could have been an Avraham Avinu, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, that started a Jewish people in Asia. And there could have been someone in Africa who discovered God. All of humanity was open to becoming Klal Yisrael. And therefore there could have been more than one nation. Except. Right, the truth is it's a legitimate source of discussion, the idea of who chose whom. Now there's here an exchange which I enjoy very much. Nun Aleph, Nun Beis, Nun Gimel, and Nun Dalet. Omar HaKuzari. Kuzari says, Kama yotzar hamaymer v'mokam hazeh yetziya gedayla. What in the world does it mean? Yisrael asher b'cha espoir. The Jewish people. And God says, I take pride in the Jewish people. U'machla hamalitza mechila rabba. Sh'yabayri misbayr b'basar. You gotta ask forgiveness for God for talking this way. What are you saying? God takes pride in human beings? Klal Yisrael? What do the words mean? What does it mean? God takes pride in us. Amar Achaber. Ha'hoya zanekel beinecha bebriyas Hashemesh. Would you be happier if it said God takes pride in the creation of the sun? Listen to what he answers. Amar Kuzari Cain. Yeah. The sun? That's good. Why? Listen to this. Negoidel ma'aseha. The sun is an incredible, does incredible things. Nishihi acher habayre, outside of God himself, hasiba bahavaya. The sun is the greatest single source of existence, after God himself. It's true. Uba uba'avura mistader halayla vahayim, or perkei hashanim. It's because of the sun that we have night and day, that we have seasons, v'ha'havayim ha'moitzim v'atzemach v'achayim. And all that exists, ha'moitzim means the stones, the things you find, ha'tzemach, the things that sprout, that grow, and living things, they all exist because of the sun. Now he explains that this is, in the Eitz HaNechba, that this goes with the Greek idea that the sun gives the ability for things to exist, in the sense that if there was no sun, things would fall apart to their original four types of matter. Now what keeps matter together is the warmth of the sun. What's creepy is that the ancient Greeks, with this idea that the sun somehow gives the ability for things to connect, and the warmth of the sun is what makes things exist, is very close to science's understanding today that energy is what makes things exist. Without energy, nothing would exist. And this old Greek idea, which seems Greek, it seems foreign, is very close to today. But at any rate, the Kuzari is saying that the sun, that's something to take pride in. It gives existence to everything. Uba'ira ha'boyer, and with its great light, tia hara'is v'amarim ha'niroim. You can have color, visible color. You can see, you have color. Echlo yia briyasa teferes lo'isa eitz la'medabrim. Wouldn't it be better if God took pride in the sun than if God takes pride in human beings? It's interesting again, in the Eitz HaNechba he writes that the king is speaking according to the Greek Shita, that all color is the product of the sun. That all color is the product of the sun. He writes in the Eitz HaNechba, writing 280 years ago, almost 300 years ago, he says, today we know it's not that way. That color has to do with matter rather than with the sun. So it's nice of him to say that 300 years ago. Today we will go back to the Greeks. Now we say that color is not matter. Color is, and has to do with the ability, we call the pigmentation, the ability of something to reflect light. When it's dark, there is no color. So again, it's interesting that we go back to the Greeks. But that's not what's beautiful about this. What's beautiful is this. The king says, how can you say you're proud of human beings? So the Chaver says, you want him to say he's proud of the sun? He says, yeah, the sun, that's something. That's a creation. It all existence is because of the sun. So what the Chaver answers, Omer HaChaver, Haloi, you should know. Oir halavavais, the light of the human being's heart, yoiser dak umu'ula me'or harais, is greater and finer than the light that allows us to see. The sun's ability to let us see, compared to the heart's ability to see, to understand, to comprehend, nothing. It's nothing. The or halavavais yoiser dak umu'ula me'or harais, the ability of the heart to comprehend and to see in the way the heart sees, so to speak, is greater. And therefore, God takes greater pride in the hearts that see things properly than in the sun. I just found it to be a beautiful, poetic exchange. Why don't you God be proud of the sun? He said, yeah, the sun, that's something. He says, you know something? When your heart, when you understand something, that light is a greater light, a finer light than the light of the sun and the ability to see.
Could he have said
very poetic.
That the sun is a direct barrier of Hashem, which has no choice, and it just does what the function that was assigned to it is. Human being has bechira, and he was created for
him. Maybe that's part of what he means when he talks about the aura of the heart. The ability to comprehend, the ability to choose, could be. But, okay. All right, we're going to return to Nun Daled, God willing, on Thursday night.